This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Dame Bandabla. The headlines: more than 1,900 refugees enrolled in ongoing exercise of biometric enrollment in Mizoram for people from Myanmar and Bangladesh. Manipur observes Patriots' Day in memory of heroes who laid down their lives for protection of Manipur's independence in Anglo-Manipuri War 1891. Indian Navy football team and Bodoland Football Club qualified to quarterfinals of 134 Durand Cup 2025. Now the news in details. In Mizoram, more than 1,900 refugees have been enrolled in the ongoing exercise of biometric enrollment for people from Myanmar and Bangladesh who took refuge in the state. According to the State Home Department, a total of 32,504 Myanmar refugees are presently taking shelter across all 11 districts of Mizoram. The biometric enrollment began last month. Additionally, more than 2,000 Bangladeshi refugees also took shelter in Lautlai, Sirship and Lunglei districts. The Myanmar nationals, mostly from Chin State, fled to Mizoram following a military coup in 2021. Asylum seekers from Bangladesh Chittagong Hill Tracts came to Mizoram after a military offensive against an ethnic insurgent group in 2022. The state-level Viksit Bharat Yuva Connect Program 2025 was held in Kohima yesterday. The event was organized by the Department of Youth Resources and Sports in collaboration with the National Service Scheme and Nehru Yuva Kendra Sangathan. Addressing the event, Commissioner and Secretary Anthony Newley urged the young people to actively contribute towards shaping the nation's future, stressing that the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047 is a collective mission requiring their energy, creativity and determination.
So we see we have 65% of our India's population who are under the age of 35. It's a huge number. So India is a young country, as we all know, and we have the world's largest youth power, and that power has to be harnessed.
Newley further highlighted innovation, entrepreneurship, sustainability and inclusive growth as key drivers for development. On the occasion of International Youth Day, the Tripura State AIDS Control Society and the Health and Family Welfare Department of the Government of Tripura jointly organized a Bell of Awareness program in Agartala yesterday. Through this program, the Chief Minister has announced that special classes will be held once a week in around 1,200 schools across the state for students from class 8 to 12, totaling over 2,31,000 students, to raise awareness against drugs and AIDS. The Chief Minister said that parents need to be aware from a young age, even before children develop an attraction to drugs. He said the students themselves should refrain from consuming drugs and stay away from bad companies. To provide free coaching to UPSC aspirants, Raj Bhavan Assam has inked a memorandum of understanding with Arya Pratibha Vikas Sasthan in the presence of Assam Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya in Guwahati yesterday. The understanding aims to identify and support 10 talented UPSC aspirants and train them by offering free coaching at the most reputed civil services institutes in New Delhi. The Assam Governor had launched an initiative, Governor Assam Pratibha Prasashan Yojana, in 17 September 2024 for the aspirants of civil services examination from Assam. In Sikkim, National Highway 10 will be closed for all vehicles till 15th of this month. The NHIDCL in an order stated that considering safety measures, the road from Coronation Bridge to Chaitri, a 30-kilometer stretch, will remain closed till 6 p.m. on 15th of this month. However, vehicles will ply from Gangtok to Siliguri and other places using alternative routes. The concerned district administrations have been asked by the NHIDCL to make necessary arrangements through alternative roads for vehicle movement. Startup Nagaland under the Department of Industries and Commerce yesterday concluded a three-day program connecting entrepreneurs, mentors and high net worth individuals. The final day featured the state's first ever high net worth individuals awareness session, bringing together business leaders, legacy families and professionals to bridge the gap between local wealth and local ideas. It marked the beginning of a local private sector engagement with startups. Delivering the keynote address, Startup Nagaland CEO and Industries Director P. Tokuga Sema said, "The goal was not for immediate investment but long-term commitment." In the earlier sessions, The Startup Mentorship and Bootcamp 2025 featured leading entrepreneurs and professionals who shared practical strategies and sectoral insights to early and growth stage startups. The Meghalaya government yesterday launched the Shillong's first ever public bicycle sharing system, marking a major milestone towards sustainable urban mobility in the hill city. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sama, along with fitness icon Milind Soman, unveiled the initiative at a special program in Shillong. The project, part of the Shillong Urban Mobility Policy 2024, aims to promote non-motorized transport and healthier lifestyles.
The entire concept of Ride Shillong, where we're going to give public electric bicycles to people, which means it's publicly owned and people will just rent it and use it, and these are all electric bicycles, and hence even in a kind of uphill, you don't have to pedal so much. There'll be electric system to support you. So it's a very, very good technology, and it's very, very good for a place like Shillong, and anybody of any age can actually use this.
The policy targets 35% of city travel to be on foot or by cycle, with the ultimate vision of transforming Shillong into a walking and cycling city. In its first phase, over 20 electric bicycles have been rolled out. Residents can rent these publicly owned e-bikes for short commutes, offering a cleaner and more efficient travel option. The Indian Navy football team and Bodoland Football Club have qualified to the quarterfinals of the 134th Durand Cup 2025 after securing victory in their last and final group stage encounters yesterday. The Indian Navy beat Trow FC 2-1 in the final Group F match at Kuman Lumpak Main Stadium, Imphal in Manipur, while the Bodoland FC trudged Indo-Tibetan Police Football Team 4-0 in the final Group D encounter at Sai Stadium, Kokrajhar in Assam. The Indian Navy claimed top spot in the group with 7 points, while the Bodoland FC topped the group with full 9 points from 3 successive wins. The other 4 group winners, East Bengal, Mohan Bagan, Jamshedpur, North East United, have already booked their spot in the quarterfinal. The two best second place teams, Shillong Lajong FC and Diamond Harbour FC, are also in the last 8 stage. In Manipur, the state government has taken all necessary arrangements to observe the Patriots' Day in memory of heroes who laid down their lives for the protection of the independence of Manipur in Anglo-Manipuri War 1891. The observation starts with a Prabhat Pheri in the early hour today. It will be followed by floral tributes to last rites memorial sites of Yuvaraj Tikendrajit and Thangal General, who were hanged to death by Britishers on August 13, 1891. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla leads others in the floral tributes. The main observance function will be held at Bir Tikendrajit Park in Imphal. As the nation prepares to celebrate Independence Day, let us come together not just as individuals but as one people, one heartbeat, one India, under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. Let's proudly hoist Tiranga from today to the 15th of August at every home, in every heart. This is more than a flag, it's a feeling, a legacy, a symbol of our freedom. This Independence Day, let the tricolour wave from every rooftop and rise in every soul. Don't forget to click a selfie with Tiranga and share it on social media. Join the movement, celebrate unity, celebrate India. Visit HarGharTiranga.com for details. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.